are fulfilled. Father, that you are faithful and you are true. You are not a liar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that we can trust in you. We can trust in your name. We can trust in your word. We stand on your word, Father. Hallelujah. And we just thank you this morning. We just thank you this morning for what he has done. Hallelujah.
I just want to say. you, Jesus.
Let's sing off our mics. Let's sing it all together as a congregation. Praise the Lord. We worship
Thank
you this
you,
morning.
Lord. Hallelujah. We cannot say that enough. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, that we are alive today. We're in a country where there are no wars happening. We're not running around for shelter. We have the privilege of speaking out, limited as that might be, we still have a voice in this land. We're able to breathe, speak, love and experience love, care and be cared for. We're healthy. We're strong. Your mercy abounds towards us. And even during the difficult times of our lives, there you are with us, not leaving us, not forsaking us. You're walking us through every experience. And we can say, like the psalmist, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I have no reason to fear any evil. For your rod and your staff, they comfort me, and you with me. You are my present help in the time of trouble. When circumstances seem to overwhelm, there your presence is, and you cause us, O God, to rise above the circumstances, mounting on wings like eagles, we soar. Your mercy is more than enough. And we thank you, Lord, above all, that we're saved and we're part of your family. We can boldly say, God is my Father. The Father of lights is my Father. And he's made me a good and perfect gift that proceeded from him. We can say, I'm a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. I have received the ministry of reconciliation. We can say, God so loved me. And I believe it. Therefore, I know I will not perish, but have everlasting life. We can say, bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. All that is within me, everything in my life, everything in our lives, blessing the holy name of the Most High, the God who renews our youth like the eagles, who heals all of our diseases. You are faithful. We give you praise. You brought us out. You've been so good. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, that your word is transforming us. And tonight, we will be engaged once again with your word, your everlasting word, and that word that we receive tonight shall be transformative. But thank you for the wonderful privilege of hearing you speak to us. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be seated. I want to thank God for every one of you. It took time to come out tonight. You know, Sunday evening services are very rare now. I don't know of many churches that have Sunday evening services anymore. But we thank God that we have one here. And it's good to take advantage of it and participate. Tonight, I have a very dear daughter that's going to be speaking to us. I listen to hear from God on what he wants to say, and who it is that he wants to say it through. Because it's not necessarily true that he wants to say it through me all the time. And so it's a great privilege tonight to welcome a dear daughter. If you can put her up. I've known this daughter for years, since the early 80s. She's not there? That's weird. Check the other Zoom line. The leadership one. She should be there. Well, we are online now, so I cannot be making phone calls. anyway, our guest tonight is a daughter that I've known for years. I guess it'll be maybe 83, 84. Mom and I were attending the UFW, University of Winnipeg. And she was part of my Bible study class, because I had a Bible study class at the UFW. You know, if you're a minister, you have to prove that you're a minister no matter where you are. And she was part of our class. Mama was her mentor, working her through things. In fact, I think she knew Mama before I got to know her, because she was doing her high school in the collegiate at the UFW. And Mama was wrapping up some stuff in the collegiate before they came to the university. And the grace of God impacted her life, and she's been with us all through that time. While we're here in Winnipeg, while she was here in Winnipeg, she was here with us. When we started the work in Toronto, she continued with us. And she's been faithful, committed, just a solid partner in the work of the ministry. And we give God praise for that. Amen? Praise the Lord. Well, before she comes on, let's have another worship song and get ready to have her come on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days have been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me.
Hello.
And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. And all my life you have been faithful. And all my life you have been so, so good. With every prayer that I am able, and I will sing of the goodness of God.
Of the good.
Praise the Lord. God's goodness is running after us. Amen. Well, as I was saying, tonight, I won't say we have a guest, because she's not a guest. She's a daughter in this house, a strong partner, a faithful young lady that has the Word of God in her heart. I know she does, because she studies the Word of God and because she's part of this ministry. And if you're part of this ministry and you don't have the Word of God in your heart, then you must not be listening. So she's got it. And I'm ready to hear what this great daughter of the living God has to say to us. Let me talk to her for a quick moment. Could you please unveil Sister Lynn? Bless you. It's good to have you. I know we had a time difference situation, a double time difference situation. We lost 1 hour and then you 1 hour away. Time difference. But I'm glad to have you tonight. Speak to us. The Lord has been speaking to me about this very night for about a month now, but I didn't know when. And as usual, she didn't get 2 weeks' notice, a week's notice. I sent her a text last night. Can you speak? And, well, I've always warned you guys. I'm not going to give you a long time to get ready. You got to be ready already. Amen? That's how I was raised. I was told to speak 5 minutes to the service time. Oh, senior pastor says you're speaking tonight, huh? I had to be ready. And so I know she's ready, and we're ready to hear the word of the Lord from your mouth tonight. Sister Aline, take it. Tell us what God is saying. Your volume is off. You're mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. There you go.
Thank you. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you so much for this opportunity. I completely misunderstood what your text meant. I know Pastor Marie and I had been talking about something, so I thought we were going to have a private conversation after the service. So it'll be interesting to see what the Lord brings for the message today. But first of all, I just want to give God praise for connecting me to Pastor Zeno and Pastor Maria almost 40 years ago. Mm-hmm. I was attending grade 12 at the University of Winnipeg Collegiate, and I remember going into the cafeteria and I saw this beautiful young woman sitting by the window, and it just seemed like there was light around her. And guess who it was? It was Pastor Maria. And from that moment, I've been connected to this wonderful family, and it has made all the difference in my life. You know, I have been so blessed to learn the Word of God from two of the greatest ministers, I believe, in the world. And I give God the praise for that.
Amen.
It was really through their ministry that I recommitted my life to the Lord. And really, it was their ministry that helped to build the foundation of our lives. I have the privilege of being married to Bonneville Manat, my husband of 32 years, and Pastor Zeno married us all those years ago. I have the privilege of having two beautiful daughters. Both of them love God and can hear the voice of God, and I'm grateful. So, and many of you know me. The Loyers have been friends of ours and a strength to us all these years. And I'm so grateful to God for their faithfulness and for their love for the pastors. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to say that publicly. So today's message, the word that the Lord has brought to me is from Psalm 118, verse 17. And I'm just going to read that. And it says, I will not die. This is in the New Living Translation. I will not die. Instead, I will live to tell what the Lord has done. And it's a simple word. And it's really rooted in our miraculous Lazarus miracle that our family has recently experienced. You know, one of the things that Pastor Zeno and Pastor Maria have taught us over the years is how important it is to place the Word of God in your hearts and really to put it deep, because you never know when you're going to need that word. Over the years, I've had two instances where our lives were on the line. The first instance is when my youngest daughter, when I was pregnant with her and when she was born, I had to rely on that scripture. I will live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. I will live and I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. And the second time has been most recently when my husband had a massive heart attack at work and was resuscitated, was really brought back to life. And we had the joy of seeing him healthy and whole and recovered and at home. God is faithful and God is good. So that is the word that I want to take a look at. And I want to take us actually a little deeper into Psalm 118. And I love this scripture because at the very center of the scripture, there is a direction. And the direction really is to not put our confidence in man, not to put our confidence in princes. And as I've walked through my life as a corporate lawyer in the corporate world, where I've seen, you know, kingdoms that have been constructed with the hands of man, I know for sure that if you put your confidence in the flesh, if you put your confidence in man, the arm of flesh will fail. For myself, when I was unwell with my daughter, and the doctors were telling me that the rest of my life I would have chronic illnesses because of the pregnancy, I remember talking to our internist at the time. My daughter was in ICU. I was on complete bed rest. And I felt the power of God just come up in me. And I spoke out from something so deep inside that said, no, that is not my portion. I will live. I will not die. I will see the goodness of God in the land of the living. It just rose up out of me. And again, it speaks to the fact that when you put the word of God deep inside of you, in the time of trouble, when you're desperate, when your life is on the line, it will rise up. And within a half an hour of speaking those words that came from the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, I was up walking to my daughter that I hadn't seen since she was born, and holding her. This is the power of the Word of God. And in the second scenario that I spoke to with my husband, again, I remember being on the phone with the doctors giving me their report. You know, medicine I see as the mercy of God, but all they know is what they know. And they were giving me their report, and I spoke again out of my mouth, no, it's not going to be that way. I do not receive that report. This is the power of having a foundation in the Word of God, where you daily take that Word of God inside of your spirit, again, for that time of trouble. I look at the life that we have today, and I see the mercy and the goodness of God. When we look at Psalm 23, and we look at how God has promised to be our good shepherd, to be our provider, to supply what we need in our lives, it just fills my heart with such great joy, because I remember so many times in my life where I've seen his goodness and his mercy follow me. I give God the praise for that. I want us also to take a look at Psalm 112. And Psalm 112 is, again, one of my favorite scriptures, and I'm just going to share it with you. And it really speaks to, I believe, the portion of the believer, those that have chosen to make Jesus Christ the Lord of their lives. You know, when I think of the decisions that we make in our lives, so many times we have turning points. And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart that the greatest decision that I ever made was to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. It made all the difference. Today, I give God praise that he has blessed us. He has provided for us. He has given us a life that when I was a young girl, I could never have dreamed of. And I know it is the grace of Almighty God. So let's read Psalm 112 together. How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. I just want to stop here, and let's just take a look at this word. It says, how joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying his commands. You know, sometimes obeying the command of the Lord, it isn't easy. Sometimes it seems so hard, but the fruit that it bears in a life is unmistakable. You know, Jesus said, you know, there are two foundations for a life. One of them is built on the rock, Christ Jesus. And the Bible says that when the storms come and the winds blow, that house stands. But the other house, built on sand, when trouble comes, when the wind blows, it falls. What's the difference between those two homes? The two homes are, one is built on obedience to the Word of God. One is built on fear for God and trust in him. And the other is built on selfishness and disobedience and following the ways of the world. The Bible says you cannot serve two masters. You will either love the one and hate the other, or you will hold to the one and you will despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. And so if we want the benefits of the Word of God, we have to fulfill the preconditions. So if we look at Psalm 112, the precondition is to fear God and to delight in obeying his commands. And what are the benefits? Well, the benefits, their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy. Isn't that a good thing? And their good deeds will last forever. The Bible goes on to say, light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. I just want to take a moment just to speak to this. And really what it shows us is that when we fear God, when we make Jesus Christ the Lord of our lives, there is an order to how our lives are structured, how we make choices, and there is a blessing that flows. That's the power of the Holy Spirit operating in you. You know, so often when we think of the Word of God, it's so precious, but if we don't apply it in our lives, then we don't get the benefits. Let's continue. So it goes on to say, such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. You know, there's a scripture in the Proverbs that says, happy is though are those that trust in the Lord. And that is absolutely the truth. When the Lord is your confidence, then you don't have to fear what tomorrow brings. You know that Jesus, the Holy Spirit, the Father, they have your tomorrow. I know Pastor Zeno talks about, you know, Jesus was in the grave 3 days, one for our past, one for our present, and one for our future. He holds our lives and our future in his hands. And because of that, we can be confident. We don't have to fear bad news. We don't have to live in worry and anxiety. We have the joy of the Lord to be our strength. And we give God praise for that. I'm going to continue with Psalm 112. And if you take a look, I think we're at verse 9 or verse 8, I think. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. They share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. And I just want to stop here for a moment. You know, I think the theme of our message, even though I didn't really get to prepare as well as I would have liked, but I think the theme is really about obedience. And I really want to take this opportunity as we talk about, you know, this wonderful righteous man who experiences all of these blessings and provision. And I want to speak to a point of obedience, and that is tithing and giving. I don't believe that you can have the benefits of Psalm 112, of really the Word of God, ordering and directing your steps without the principle of tithing. And I believe in that tithing is important because it builds a muscle within us, and it is that muscle of obedience. When you make the decision to put God first in your life, even when it's hard, there is something that is being built in you. And this strength, this ability to trust God with your future and with your finances, it flows into every area of your life. And I believe that being a giver, being a person who lends generously, is, you know, who gives to God and gives to the poor, I think that you open your heart to receive the supernatural into your life, to experience the benefits of God stepping in and fighting for you. And I think there is such a joy in knowing that your giving enables the work of the Lord to progress. You become a partner with the Lord in saving souls and in changing lives. And it is an incredible blessing. You know, when I look at this ministry, I remember the days when Pastor Zeno and Maria, you know, were in university with these little children, and still they were giving and ministering and loving, and they were so generous. And I remember back all those years ago, I never knew the financial need they were in, because they were so generous with themselves, with their counsel. I remember attending Bible study every Wednesday at the University of Winnipeg, and it made all the difference. You know, I'm a lawyer today, but it was that time of knowing that I could receive the Word of God, and my faith, it grew and it built to the point where I could believe God for the best life. And I'm so grateful for that word that I received from our pastors in those days where they were going through so much. I'm so thankful. But as I said, you know, being a person, and that's the example that they have always set for us. They have always been givers. And I'm grateful that that muscle has been built inside of me. The ability to stand and to give and to support this amazing work. And again, it has made all the difference for me and for my family. I just want to continue on with Psalm 112. And it says that they will have influence and honor. And I have experienced that in my life. I'm just a simple girl from Jamaica, grew up in an immigrant family, but I have watched God give me such influence and honor in my life. And I give him the praise for that. Continue on to verse 10, and it says, "The wicked will see this and be infuriated. They will grind their teeth in anger. They will slink away, their hopes thwarted." And boy, did I experience that on October 9th, when the enemy came to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus came to give life. And he gave life to my husband. And he gave life to me and to our children in that desperate, dark time. We experienced the abundant life of Jesus Christ, life to the full, life that overcomes and overflows. We experienced that. And we watched the devil have to slink away and grind his teeth, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I give God the praise and the glory. And I can just testify of this fact, that my husband walked out of critical care, walked out of ICU, right? He didn't go from one place to the next place. No, he walked out, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I have a testimony. I have a testimony, because I know that the word works. The word of God that has been invested in each and every one of us who have faithfully walked with this ministry, that word, when you need it, it comes. And I'm thankful for the prayers of our pastors who prayed and stood with us. And we are here to testify of God's goodness, his mercy, and grace. So there's so much more that I could say, but I want to close with just encouraging each and every one of you to put your hope and your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. He will not fail you. He will not let you down. If you choose to walk with him, he will walk with you. If you draw near to him, he will draw near to you. His word is available. Imagine, we live in a country where we can take the word of God and we can read it. Open your Bibles. Take that time. Read the word of God for yourself. Memorize scriptures. Put it deep inside of you. It will not fail you when you need it. It will come up out of you. And I want to encourage you, saints, to please choose a life of obedience. I know it's not easy, but it's worth it. Choose a life of obedience to the word of God and to his direction. Because when you walk in obedience to the word of God, there is a flow of blessing and goodness that flows and into your life. And the final thing I want to say as well is that God is not mocked. The word of God says to tithe, to give, to support the work of the Lord. And if we do, God promises to rebuke the devourer for our sake. So that means that when the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, you have access, right? You have access. God hears your voice. He hears your cry and he acts. And I think the power of it as well is that when you are a person who chooses to be a giver, to support the work of the Lord, there's a flow of blessing, a flow of blessing and provision that happens in your life. So that is my message for today. Short and sweet. But I hope I've encouraged you, saints, and thank you again, Pastor Zeno, for an opportunity to share this word with the saints.
Praise the Lord. I don't know if you can hear it. They're clapping. They don't clap for me. Hallelujah. What a powerful word. What a powerful word. Wow. I was hooked from the beginning right through to the end. You just kept me going. Too many things that you've just seeded into us tonight. And one of the key things, you just dropped it there and then you continued. It's about not just having the word, you've got to apply it. You know, when you made that statement, and such a true statement, you know, you can have a buffet, you know, all kinds of food. Fragrance is amazing. But if you don't engage that food and put it in your mouth, you'll die hungry. And that's so true. You know, you can hear all the word. If you don't apply it, you're done. You'll die. So I'm so blessed to hear you share that truth with us tonight. Mm-hmm. And the key message of obedience. Mm-hmm. Obedience. I really think that ultimately that's the message. True gospel. Full gospel. It's about obedience. The one who came to save us learned obedience, acted it out. And if we're going to make it, if you're not going to make it, we've got to learn obedience. And I loved how you tied that to tithing. The tithing is that act of obedience, and it's training your obedience muscle. Mm-hmm. That's powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful. I'm so blessed to hear you tonight. Hear the word of God out of your mouth. You didn't hear me introducing you, but I was telling them everything about the collegiate and everything and Bible studies and everything, and you restated everything, even though you didn't hear any of that when I was introducing you. And thank you. Thank you. Is there another word in your spirit that you want to just drop with us tonight? I give you another 10 minutes.
Okay, yes.
Go for it.
All right, thank you. I feel in my spirit, you know, that God is really calling the Church of Jesus Christ to put him first. And, you know, I don't know how much Pastor Zeno told you about my story, but I've watched God promote me and open doors, and I've seen a lot of, you know, wealth and wealthy people and experienced a lot. And I can tell you from this place, at the end of my 30 plus year career as a lawyer, as a corporate lawyer, working for large corporations, seeing CEOs and chair people and boards, I can tell you that it is all, there's nothing but Jesus. You know, when you're husband is, his life is on the line, when you have a child whose life is on the line, when you yourself are unwell and health and all of that, you realize that all the things that the world has to offer, the money, the status, all of those things, that it's worthless if you don't have the Lord. And in an instant, it can go. So when the Lord tells us in Matthew 6, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, his right way of doing and being and living, and that all these things will be added unto you. That is the truth. Seek first God, his ways, his kingdom, his word. Don't chase after the things of this world. It just doesn't satisfy, and it's not going to save you in the time of trouble. Seek him first. Put him first. Love him most. Seek ways to serve his people and to give to his work. Because when it's all said and done, none of the things, none of the accolades and the honors and the money, we're not taking it with us, right? Where our treasure is, that's where our heart is going to be. So put your heart into the Lord. Put your heart into his word. Put your heart into Jesus. That's all that matters. That's what I wanted to share, Pastor. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Yes, seeking first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. We came with nothing. We're living with nothing. So do the most important thing in life. Leave a legacy of continuation. You know, I've been thinking about it. You know, I'm not planning on going anywhere anytime soon, but if God has given me so much, then that which is given to me needs to continue even after I've left this plane. You know, so it's something that we're reflecting on. What, you know, if God calls me home, what do I leave behind that continues to grow and make certain that souls are saved? I can make a will and say, give this to this son, this and to that grandchild, and to that great grandchild. You know, it keeps on increasing. But ultimately, all of that gets spent. Oh, grandpa gave me this. And all of it will rot. Doesn't matter whether it's clothes or vehicles or houses or whatever, they all rot. They all get outdated. But the one thing that will never get outdated is the winning of souls. And in all that you've shared tonight, I hear you pointing that same direction, and you have the right to make those comments because you are faithful in doing, giving to the Lord and partnering with us. And I'm sure with other ministries also. So thank you for reminding us about what is important. What's important? God's heartbeat. Souls, souls, souls. And it takes obedience to go after souls. You know, you can give all the money, but if you don't go tell anybody about Jesus, what good is that? You need to engage some way. And just tell somebody about God's love for them. There are enough people in the world that have problems. They have issues. And they need somebody to say there is a lifting up. There is an answer. We can do that. Amen? Let's invest in souls financially. Let's invest in souls by speaking to them. Jesus said his last command to us was what? Huh? Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Make disciples of nations, cast out devils, and all of that. Well, that's the last instruction, because that last instruction is about loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself. Hello? Well, thank you. I don't have enough words to say thanks for
my pleasure
doing this. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I celebrate the goodness of God in your life. Father, I bless this daughter. I thank you, Lord, for the words that she has spoken to us tonight. Let these words fall deep within our hearts. Let it touch the lives of so many around the world. Let them have an understanding, grasp the essence of what has been spoken to us today. Yes, I shall not die, but live to testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May everyone listening right now not die. Die the death of shame, die the death of disobedience. But may they spring out of that place of nothingness and live the resurrection life, testifying of the goodness of the Lord, declaring that they are amongst the living and not the dead. For you said, let the dead bury the dead. All the statements you make, Lord, the dead burying the dead. You want us to live and keep living. We receive your word and are forever changed by it. Thank you, Lord. for the grace to obey. For there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you. Thank you for sharing a powerful word with us tonight. We receive it. Amen. I have this habit of staring at my monitor instead of staring right up there. Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. And well, is there anyone else on Zoom? Unmask them so I can talk to them also. Praise the Lord. We have quite a few. Sister Carol, so good to have you. And I know Brother Bill is somewhere around there.